Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Cahill's here. We could spend the rest of the programme talking about the Dublin senior football semi-finals this weekend, but the big money game was in Tala last night.
It was indeed, and in the end a very good result for Shamrock Rovers in the Conference League. A draw, 1-1 draw with Apoel at Tala Stadium, but a good result because of the circumstances. After a scoreless first half, Rovers had Neil Ferrugia sent off just 5 minutes after the break. Apoel then scored and seemed to be heading for victory, but Rovers kept in the game, plugging away, and Dylan Watts headed an injury time equaliser, much to the amusement of his team. Apparently he never heads the ball. But Rovers earned another €133,000 from that draw, and their manager, Stephen Bradley, told Tony O'Donoghue that these late goals are the sweetest.
Yeah, they are, especially in games like that where you're down to 10. You're against a good team and your back's against the wall. But we knew, to be fair, just stay in the game and we get a chance, and the players stay in the game. You could hear the players, our players, talking to each other and saying, we'll get a chance to stay in the game, we'll get a chance. And they did. I thought they showed real experience and lots of learning from our previous campaign to have that maturity and just stay calm.
Sending off of Neil Ferrugia, though, had the potential of completely changing the game, and it probably did.
Yeah, it did, because the plan was to do what we'd done, and then later on, well, 60-odd minutes could really go for them and put them under real pressure, because I thought if you press them in the right way, you can really cause them problems, and that was the plan. And then Neil goes and gets sent off. Really naive from Neil. The first one, he reacts to a push, and then the second one, he gets caught square, and he's an experienced player, win experienced team. You don't do stuff like that at this level, you know.
Another potentially pivotal moment was Gary O'Neill and his injury. What is it, and is he available for Sunday?
I don't know. We got a bang against Pats in the ribs, got another bang tonight in the same area, so found it difficult to breathe, so I don't really know. We'll have to assess him tomorrow and see how he is.
Talk about the goal then. Brilliant delivery from one of your substitutes, Jack Byrne, and a great header from Dylan Watts, of all people.
Yeah, we always felt our bench was going to be really important tonight. We always felt that we got the game to a certain stage that we could really bring on players and really go for them then. And with Jack's delivery, we know what it is, and Dylan is brave. He's up against a centre back who's 6'3", but he's the one that comes out on tops and goes and gets the header, and an incredible header for us.
Yeah, big result. Northern Ireland's first team to reach the league stage. Larne were beaten 3-0 in Norway by Molde. Chelsea were 4-2 winners over Ghent. Now, in the Europa League, Harry Maguire's stoppage time header saved Manchester United's blushes as their game in Porto ended in a 3-3 draw. But United had led 2-0 through Rashford and Hoyland, and then they lost control of the game again and were 3-2 down. Their captain, Bruno Fernandes, sent off for a second yellow card, but in added time, Maguire headed the crucial equaliser. He was asked afterwards about United letting the two-goal lead slip.
Well, I think when you get 2-0 away from home in a place like this, you've got to be a little bit more solid and a little bit more secure. There were far too many gaps, too many crosses coming to the box, for sure. I think in that first half, there was five or six dangerous balls coming to the box, and they ultimately punished us for it. And we played really well with the ball in the first half, just really poorly without it, I think.
This team seems to have a habit of conceding goals in bunches with 6 minutes between the first half. Why do you think that is? Is there a structural issue? Is it a resilience, a mental issue?
No, I think it's more probably of a mental issue. I think it's something that we've got to overcome. I think probably starts with belief. I mean, when we go 2-0 up and then we concede, does the belief go a little bit between the boys that we can go on and win the game here? It's something that we need to be aware of, something that we need to focus on, and really make sure that when we do concede, we get together, we regroup, and we stick together, because that's part and parcel of football, and it's something that we've got to do better.
There's been a lot of talk about your manager's future, that this game and the game on Sunday may be crucial for him to keep his job. Do you, as players, do you still believe in him? Do you think you can go further and improve under him?
Yeah, definitely. I think, to be honest, I've played for this club now for 6 years, so I know how it works. And when you go through a bad spell, players come under pressure, but also the manager does. And he's experienced enough, he's been in the game long enough, he's been at this club long enough that I'm sure he's learned how to deal with it. And it's part and parcel of playing for this club or managing this club. And yeah, it's part of the privilege that you have.
Some privilege. Tottenham made it 2 victories from 2 in the Europa League. Their youthful side won 2-1 in Hungary against Ferencvaros. Ange Postecoglou had 4 teenagers in the starting team. Rangers were beaten 4-1 at home by Lyon. Alex Lacazette scored twice at home. The first of the FAI Cup semi-finals is played tonight when Derry City travel to Dalyman Park to play Bohemians. Now, Derry are favourites. Bohemians seeking a third final, though, in 4 years. And despite their lowly league position, Bohemians' Alex Greaves says confidence is high.
Yeah, the mood's good. Off the back of a good result last Friday, everyone's really positive, and yeah, we really want to give the Bo's fans a chance to get back to the Aviva. There's a little bit of hurt in a few boys that have been here and know what that feeling feels like after the game when you've lost. So there's a strong desire for everyone to get back here and get the win. We've been preparing all week with our video and training really well, but there's no doubt about it. They're a good side, and they're one of the best sides in the country at the moment. But yeah, we're really confident that we can beat anyone at Dalymount. So yeah, it should be a good game.
And that game live on RTE. The other semi-final sees Drogheda against Wexford on Sunday. One game in the men's Premier Division tonight, a key game. Galway United host Dundalk. If Galway win, they're right in the mix for European place next season. Dundalk desperately need the points in a bid to avoid relegation. In rugby, the URC action continues tonight. Connacht go to Scarlets, hoping to build on their excellent win over the Sharks last Saturday. The Scarlets coach, Dwayne Peel, acknowledging that Connacht have shown a real attacking threat in their 2 opening matches.
Yeah, exactly that. I think, you know, over the course, you know, we know what Connacht's DNA. They're a team who play with some good structure, some good shape. They play a lot with the ball in hand. You know, they've got power up front as well, you know. So I think that, you know, they're going to be a difficult side to break down. We had an entertaining game out in Galway last year against them. So I'm not expecting anything different. You know, highly competitive game. And I'm sure it'll be a good game, because I think we've got 2 sides now. We're highly competitive. You know, I think we've shown even in defeat last week. I spoke around our execution was something that we need to improve, obviously. But in terms of staying in the fight, you know, I think that we showed that, and also in Benetton. So it'll be two sides who want to compete, and looking forward to that challenge, really.
In golf, Seamus Power is 6 under par at the Sanderson Farms Championship, but the leader, David Skins, on 12 under after a round of 60. And at the Alfred Dunhill Links, Darren Frickhart shot 61 yesterday. He's 11 under. Padraig Harrington leads the Irish Challenge on 5 under. Later today, the Irish men's cricket team play South Africa in the second of their ODI games in Abu Dhabi, and there's racing at Dundalk and Goran Park.